My brothers, as we come together on this Martin Luther King Day celebration to welcome each of you to our corporate and collective and now contagious prayer cycle, thank God for the ability to come on each day and humble ourselves and intercede on behalf of the great brothers of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. In the words of our former grand chaplain, we come together to fortify our faith and to bolster our belief in the Father who framed us and fixed us when we were flawed, and forgave us when we were at fault. Thank God for each of you that has come on this call on this brisk morning. It is a very cold 50 degrees here in Miami, Florida, and I know there are some of you that don't have cold weather like we do in Florida, but we thank God for your faithfulness to come on the call for whatever temperature you're experiencing now in the various parts of our country. Always delightfully proud to have our former grand officers on the phone, especially our former grand chaplain who has chimed in, and Dr. Powell, we're thankful for your presence, and we're also thankful for the presence of GB40, who joins us each day and gives us salient comments that will encourage us and inform us of those things that we need to pray for. God bless you, and at this time I'd ask all of us would rise in spirit and receive our former grand apostles, GB40, Dr. Tony F. Knox. God bless you,
Amen.
Dr. Knox. You have the
Thank
microphone.
You, Reverend Doctor. And good morning, brothers. The brothers, I rise in spirit to you and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Brothers, it's to come to you. And I just want to say that before the call, the prayer call, and even after the prayer call, when you have time, it's educational, it's inspirational, to learn so much, and just to hear brothers welcome each other, checking on each other, and talking about the love that they have for each other is enough to uplift anybody's day. And then when we come together and pray for each other, we're doing what the founders will have us to do, and it's so inspiring to each other. And the stronger we are, the better we can be within our community. You know, this is a day that we celebrate the life of Dr. King, and it's a day that we have a chance to do something good for somebody. That's what he would want, that we're able to go out, do something good for somebody. And on a day like today here in Raleigh, it's 19 degrees with the wind chill factor. They're talking about it in the team. And I don't know that we'll be as many people out as there normally is, but most certainly supporting the program. And I'm sure the brothers will be there in the purple and gold as I will join in myself. And we do what we can to show that this is a day that we should share love. That we should share love and make sure that everyone knows that love will overcome hate, and that this is what Dr. King would have us to do as we go forward. And maybe we can incorporate this on a daily basis versus on just today if we're to live out the dream and to live out his will. So, brother, again, I thank you for what you're doing. I know that you're going to make a difference in some kind of way today and every day. And you have done that. You have proven that. So, again, brothers, I thank you, and I love you all.
And we love you as well, Dr. Knox. We know that that you are sent to us for such a time as this to encourage us and to enlighten us about those things for which we need to be informed. Thank you so much for your gift to this fraternity.
Thank you.
My brothers, thank you so much for your faithfulness on the call each day. And I might remind you that if you would like to have your prayer requests and praise reports included and mentioned each day, that you would submit those requests via email to prayingomegas@gmail.com, and do your best to get those requests in before 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Daylight Time in the evening. That's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Daylight Time is the deadline to get those requests in to guarantee inclusion in the requests and praise reports each day. God bless you, and we thank you so much for each of you and your faithfulness to this call. And here we are now, every other Monday, we get a chance to hear the stable and stalwart voice of Dr. Larry King, who has affectionately been called by Brother Gumby, Larry King Live. We ask him now to take the microphone. Brother King from the 8th District, you now have the phone. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you. Good morning, Brother Grand Richardson, Brother Grand Knox, and Brother Grand Powell, and the brothers of the 8th District, home of the heavyweight. We pray that, and all the brothers on the call this morning, we pray that you have a great weekend. And brothers, this is a difficult morning as we here in the Kansas City area experienced a defeat in last night's game, but it was a great game, and we're proud of our Chiefs, and we are proud of also of the Patriots. They did a great job. It was one of the best games I've ever seen. But be that as it may, let us go in a prayer. And Father God, we pause to evoke thy blessings as we enter into this worshipful experience. Come, Heavenly Father, come, Heavenly Dove, with all thy quickening power. Be with us this morning and touch these hearts of ours. Father, we are welcome on this call, and we are so pleased to experience an opportunity to worship you. And we know that you are pleased with our efforts today, and we just want to thank you for being God and for designing this organization, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, that was founded on friendship. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing for this organization and all that you will do. And we'll be careful to give you the praise as we come to you now in spirit through the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. January 21st. And brothers, this morning we're going to talk about choices and the choices that affect your destiny. Joseph and Moses were a study in contrast. Joseph grew up in a typical Hebrew household. Moses was raised with an Egyptian silver spoon in his mouth. Joseph spent his early years in prison. Moses spent his early years in the palace. Joseph was nearly a murdered victim. Moses, as a fugitive, ran because of a murder he had committed. Joseph was promoted to the position of prime minister of Egypt. Moses was demoted from a similar position. And yet, in many ways, these two men were similar. Both encountered God under miraculous circumstances. Joseph in a vision, and Moses at the burning bush. Both were used by God in remarkable ways. Joseph to administer famine relief in Egypt, Moses to lead God's people out of Egyptian slavery. And both were faced with crucial decisions at pivotal moments in their lives, decisions that affected their destiny. Life, brothers, is a series of choices and consequences. Decide to step in front of a speeding car, you will face a consequence of that choice for the rest of your life, as brief as that life may be. Decide to harbor bitterness in your heart for something someone said or did to you, you will experience the byproducts of that bitterness. Decide to leave God out of your plans, you will soon discover that life without God is foolish and unfulfilling. Consider for a moment some of the could-haves from the lives of Joseph and Moses. Joseph could have been bitter and unforgiving for what his brothers had done to him, and with good reason. He was shaking his fist at God for the injustice he experienced in the pit and in the prison. He could be angry with God for the years experienced in that pit, and he could have taken the credit for being able to interpret Pharaoh's dreams, but in each case, Joseph, he chose to do something else. Moses, on the other hand, could have chosen to keep his true identity hidden. He could have ignored the plight of his countrymen. He could have settled down in Midian and nurtured the grudge against God for the rest of his life. He could have ignored the burning bush and the commission he received from God. He could have allowed his past mistakes and present feelings of inadequacy to keep him from obeying God. But in each case, he chose to do something else. Joseph and Moses were each faced with a choice. And the path they chose determined the destiny they reached. Brothers, life is a matter of choices, not chance. And the choices you face today may be remarkably similar to those that were confronted by Joseph and Moses. Bitterness or forgiveness, anger or acceptance, self-promotion or seeking God's kingdom, self-pity over the past or putting the past behind you, comfortable compromise or painful obedience. You may not find yourself standing before the world's most powerful leader. But then again, when you dare to choose wisely, like Joseph or Moses, you never know. As I close this session this morning, I want to read a quote, and it says, "The person who provides for this life must take no care for the next, is wise for a moment, but a fool forever." And Father, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to share a word. We want to thank you for the brothers on this call that make it a conscious decision to wake up and call in and experience your love as we go through your word, as we listen to the many lessons that you allow us to share, as we interpret those lessons, as we apply them to our lives. We want to thank you for this privilege to come together as men of Omega Psi Phi to love you and to love each other. And we want to thank you for that love as we come to you now in spirit through the matchless name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. And now, brothers, on to our prayer and praises. Brother Stephen DeVault, he requests brothers to pray to our Heavenly Father for blessing all of us and blessing those who suffer from addiction of mental health conditions. We pray that he strengthens them to reach out for the needed help and support to enable them to take first step of recovery, to bless them with the persistence to persevere. Give them courage and hope to their family by drawing them closer to each other, but mostly closer to you by the power of his love and mercy, and deliverance of children affected who have no say in this matter. Let us give thanks. But the God of grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make your perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Brother John Gumby says, bless all of the senior brothers of the fraternity, and remember the grand officers for all that they do. Also remember the undergraduate brothers for all of their hard work, and remember the brothers on the prayer line today. Brother Keller, he requests prayer for the family of Brother Albert Kill, Kappa Phi Chapter, 10th District, who transitioned to Omega Chapter. He was made in Boston, Massachusetts, at Eta Phi Chapter, and moved to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and worked at the Harley-Davidson for many years as a director. Brother Larry D. Lewis is requesting prayer for Brother Harold Vereen, who is taking proton treatments for prostate cancer. Brother Charlie Williams, Bachelor of Delta Upsilon, who is recuperating from surgery. Brother Reverend Frank Smart II, who is taking chemo treatment for stage 3 colon cancer. He's the pastor of Greater Mount Zion AME Church of Trenton, New Jersey. Brother Donald Duck Davis, who is struggling with leg issues due to diabetes complications. Continue to pray for Essie Johnson, who is taking chemo treatment for bone cancer, and pray for her caregiver, Brother Rayford Johnson. Pray for Brother John Smith's family, who Omega and funeral service will be Saturday, well, was Saturday, this past Saturday, January 19th, in Columbia, Maryland. Brother Alan Cabbage Patch, he says, I want to pray for peace on earth and goodwill towards man. Amen. Brother Marvin Broadwater Sr., please pray for his mother, 97 years old, suffering from dementia, and his brother, 78 years old, suffering from dementia and prostate cancer. Brother E.D. Hall, who is on the line calling from his hospital bed, he says, praise God, the doctors have discovered reasons for his lack of energy and shortness of breath. Tests are being done to determine corrective measures and solutions. Amen. Amen. He also asked that we pray for Betty Thomas, who is recovering from a stroke. Continued healing and recovery for surgery for Baylen Hopkins, Charlie Calder, Brother DeAndre Clark, Beverly Eaton, Karen Hunt, Brother Michael Jackson, Brother James Scrappy Jordan, Tim Little, and Johnny Core. Yes, we pray for Rose Mitchell, a dialysis patient who is receiving treatment at home. Virginia Jackson, who has myopathy. Ronnie Hall and Minnie Doris Cummings, who are both in assisted living facilities. And for cancer patients, Brother Richard Barfield, Zoe Barnes, Brother Rick Basket, Darnella Gaskin Barnes, Betty Jean Lucas, Malia Spears, and Gladys Herndon. Ethel Cooper and Hattie Perry former Grand Bosselist Brother Edwin Brainer, and their caregivers as they deal with the challenges of aging. Rhonda Benson, who is dealing with shingles, and Sarah Gostas, healing from diabetes for his sister, Ava, and Don Benson. I received an email. I'm not sure of the brother's name. I'm sorry about that, but his email address is sanfam@AT&T.net. I didn't get the name, but I do have the email address. It says, Brother David Sanders is requesting Reverend Larry James, honorably retired. We ask for prayer. This man was attacked at his church on Wednesday at about 1 o'clock, where he was temporary pastor. A young man came in to the church asking about about being a Christian. They spoke and they prayed for a while, and after that, the young man pulled a box cutter, asked for his keys, telephone, wallet, and he attacked Pastor James, who fought back. Pastor James was cut several times in his face. The cuts did not require stitches, praise the Lord. This man took the office cell phone, Pastor James' phone, the car, and left. About 4 p.m. that same day, this young man robbed a Family Dollar across town from the church and resisted police command. He was fatally shot by police. Pastor James is doing well under the circumstances. Ralston George was transferred to ICU for an emergency issue. Ashley Stevens is having a hard time with a marital separation. Jerry Williams is in the hospital with congestive heart and breathing issues. Yes, that we pray for our brother Bill Cosby and keep him lifted up as he goes through his prison sentence. Brother Benjamin Foster, he says, brothers, please pray for Brother Dr. M. Rick Turner and family of Charlottesville, Virginia. He and his wife, Tamara, recently went from labor to rewards. He asks for your continued prayers as he seeks to strengthen his walk with the Prince of Peace. And finally, he asks for your prayers for college students, especially those attending HBCU. May the Creator continue to bless this prayer call, its participants, and the people across this international connection. May God richly bless you and keep you in his prayers. Amen.
God bless. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.